welcome back to the Position Syndicate podcast. I'm your host, Ronak, and today we're talking all about climate change and its related market. Now, on April 22nd, which just passed a few days ago, it was actually Earth Day. This is a nice day where folks around the world get together to just remind people to try to protect our environment. And on a little bit of a personal note, so every summer, I always like to take a solo trip out to Lake Tahoe. Getting a chance to see the beautiful trees, the mountains, the lake, while breathing the fresh alpine air is just something that's really special to me. And I think that there's something good about protecting our planet and using one's time and capital to build companies to preserve our environment. But on today's episode, I really want to double down on the business opportunity here. I used to work at Tesla, and they've grown to be over a $500 billion company, while leading the entire auto industry to move from fossil fuels towards the electric side of things. And after we go through some of the numbers for what we're seeing in the green tech industry, I don't think it's crazy to think that a climate change company will one day be responsible for creating the world's first trillionaire. This is an area I continue to be on the lookout for new companies and would love to make an investment or two. Anyway, McKinsey recently published a paper on some of the numbers behind what's going on in the climate change space. We'll link the paper in the show notes, but let's go into some of the numbers and the main points on this podcast. So first of all, we know that 2022 was a rough year for the economy and the stock market in general. But actually, climate change saw a huge increase in investment activity. This is in large part due to the United States and Europe aiming to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. And there's just been an unprecedented amount of government programs in the United States and Europe that are set to unleash a flood of capital to meet the challenges of achieving net zero emissions. The US Inflation Reduction Act and the EU Green Deal could potentially dedicate over $1.3 trillion in public and private funds to fight against climate change. So moreover, now over the past 4 years, there's been significant growth in capital formation for climate change. Private market equity space has created about 300 new sustainable investment funds, with assets under management growing from around $90 billion to over $270 billion. Additionally, there is a significant amount of capital earmarked for climate opportunities in corporate capital budgets, public equity investment vehicles, and credit funds. Climate-oriented equity investments in private markets have actually increased more than 2.5 times. So from about $75 billion in 2019 to about $196 billion in 2022. So this already represents something like a 40% year-over-year growth rate. So that brings up the question of, like, where is all of this money going? Power was the largest recipient of climate-oriented equity investments, taking about 50% of the deployed capital from 2019 to 2022. Transportation came in second, with investment increasing by over 370% during that period, driven by the increasing adoption of electric vehicles. Hydrogen and carbon management, two emerging fields, each represent only 3% of total climate-focused private market equity investments in 2022. However, they recorded the most significant growth in investment of inflows since 2019. In fact, 460% for hydrogen and, get this, 1,400% for carbon, in addition to significant corporate investments in those fields. So naturally, with this gigantic influx of capital, this has led to a rapid increase in valuations also. So the median valuation to revenue multiple of climate-oriented equity transactions in the private markets is actually skyrocketing from about 3 in 2019 to about 9 in 2022 for private equity deals, and from about 10 to about 22 for venture capital deals. So if we think about just that valuation increase for a moment, right? If you're building a company and you've gotten to, let's say, $2 million in revenue, you're doing something good for the world, when you're going out to raise money, at what valuation should you be raising at? since the climate change industry is getting more and more interesting with more and more capital coming in, you can actually raise money at a higher valuation than you could have, let's say, 3 years ago. And with all this money that's coming in from all these government programs, it's not crazy to think that these valuations, these multiples are going to continue going up. So again, if you're building a company with only a couple million dollars in revenue, maybe historically you could have only raised money at a $10 million valuation, and now we're going to a $20 million valuation, and tomorrow we'll be at about a $30 million valuation, right? So that means as you're growing and building your company, you actually can give away a smaller percentage of your ownership stake in the company because the valuation keeps on going up. That means that when you ultimately do have an exit or an IPO or an acquisition or whatever it is, you as the entrepreneur can make significantly more money as opposed to going in an industry that's shrinking. Or if you're an investor, right, getting in now while we're still in the relative early days of all of these climate change initiatives, you could see a great growth rate for your investments because the valuations are going to go up. It's not just the fundamental, the amount of revenue that's generated, but people are seeing that there's so much money coming into this space that it's just getting hotter and hotter. So let me just summarize some of the key points from this McKinsey article overall. There are several reasons for the recent rally in climate tech investing. First, there's a clear demand for climate and decarbonization technologies, especially in the power sector. Second, governments have taken significant legislative and regulatory action to support their climate and energy transportation priorities. Third, several mature climate solutions have already achieved cost parity or discounts compared to fossil-based alternatives. Fourth, the financial system and asset owners remain aligned around financing and the energy transition. Finally, the deployment of climate change technologies at scale often requires systemic change across the entire value chain. So, what I'm really trying to get at with today's episode is that climate change has a gigantic total addressable market. Tons of money is and will be flowing into this industry in the next couple of decades. And this is a space that is really doing something good for the world. I really like the idea of leaving the planet a better place in better shape for future generations. Some billionaires want to talk about living in space, and that's fine, let's do that. But why not keep our planet nice and healthy at the same time? If you're thinking about either creating a startup or investing in a startup, climate change and green technology companies can be a very interesting place to look. We all know about Tesla, but if you think about it, everything from new building construction materials to how food is processed can squarely fit into the space. How cool would it be to create the Tesla of airplanes, planes that are more efficient, better looking, safer, and more comfortable? Or creating a pseudo steak company that's cheaper, tastes better, and healthier than the traditional versions? There are some politics around climate change. Let's ignore all of that. There's so much government money that's coming into the space that if you care about climate change at all, purely from a business standpoint, this is an area to at least pause and look into a little bit.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we'd like to remind you that the information and opinions expressed on this podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be construed as financial or investment advice. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly recommend that you consult with your lawyer, tax professional, and financial planner. Keep in mind that investing in startups can be extremely risky, and there's a potential for loss of your entire investment. Remember to always conduct thorough research and consider your risk tolerance before making any financial decisions. Stay informed, and we look forward to having you join us on our next episode of the Physician Syndicate podcast.